You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But you are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
But I do.
Join the over 100,000 Browns fans who are registered members of the Browns Backers Worldwide Fan Club. Speaking of Mr. Worldwide right there, Pitbull. Receive merchandise discounts, special event invitations, and exclusive VIP experiences. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com to learn more. Gerard, neither the Notorious One or myself are feeling very confident about the Browns this weekend. What's your shot for the Browns Patriots?
Oh, Browns blow them out. How's that sound?
Make good.
You feel better.
Seems ambitious.
Very ambitious. But in all seriousness, though, you always stand a chance anytime you line up there because you never know what the mentality of the Patriots may be. It could be a situation where these guys look for a week off and the Browns come prepared and surpass the intensity level needed to win a football game. So it's always a possibility, but obviously not quite certain of who your quarterback is and whether or not Jason Campbell, if he is the starter, can last a full game. That says a lot if you do put Tanny or Haney in there. So, obviously, the Browns are in a situation. But at the same time, guys, I think about it, it's a perfect opportunity to have that cavalier attitude of I could care less, be very aggressive because you have nothing to lose. So, with those type of circumstances at bay, you can just take chances. And I like the opportunities that is at the helm when you can take those type of chances. So, for me, I give the Browns, like pretty much everyone else, not really a chance to win this football game because you're going against two of the ultimate professionals in Belichick and Brady. But again, crazy things have happened.
Gerard, you talked about the mindset of the Patriots. Maybe they overlooked the Browns here. You know Bill Belichick. Last week, I think they had that game, and it almost got away from them in Houston. We know how bad that team is, and they barely won 34-31. Do you think the fact that they had that kind of lackadaisical performance the week before is a bad thing for the Browns this week, that if they had maybe steamrolled the Texans, you have a better shot of having that kind of a letdown as opposed to already having that letdown a week ago?
Totally the case, Nathan. Had they blown the Texans out and it wasn't a competitive game and they'd have to come down to the wire with the Patriots making a comeback, you would be saying to yourself, okay, the Browns may get overlooked. But with that taking place, I know Bill Belichick, come Monday morning, the first thing he was talking about was the fact that they didn't play up to par and that if they do that against the Browns, what could potentially happen? And he'll probably even go back to what took place, I believe, in is it 2009 or 2010?
Yeah, the last time the Browns faced him, they beat him.
Yeah, and he'll remind guys of that as well because there are a lot of guys on that team still from when that game took place. So there's a lot of things going against the Browns in which you can say the Patriots will not look the other way, especially with what took place in Houston. So, yeah, it's going to make it more problematic for the Browns. At the same time, though, it is late in the season. Guys are looking for a reason to take a break, but I find it hard for the Patriots to actually be that team because, again, who their head coach is and who their primary leader is in Tom Brady.
Gerard, you've watched Tom Brady in enough practices. You've been close up to see how he handles certain things. And every team goes into a game with its Tom Brady pressure plan. So as you saw it unfold by the Pats defense to give him those certain looks, what are some of the areas where he's vulnerable? Where are the places where you've seen the types of pass rush that maybe he's just not as adept at handling? And especially maybe now in year 14, I know there's almost nothing the guy does poorly, but what do you see in that regard?
Well, he's at his worst when it's coming from the edges and he's not sure that the line can hold up. And when he gets that type of pressure, it's a problem. The losses that I experienced weren't many, obviously, but I can recall one time where Pittsburgh, using the same defense that we utilized, just dominated the offensive line and got pressure with just four men, not even relying on the blitz and dropping guys into coverage. And when you're able to do that and Tom can't account for all the extra men that are now in the zone defense, that gives him big-time problems. So if you can pull that caper off, that will give Tom issues. And also remember when Rob Ryan, mm-hmm. ran a defense where essentially he had two guys rushing and he dropped nine people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Things like that. Just do something unorthodox and crazy. Those are the type of things that you utilize to get to Tom because he can't study for that. He can't prepare for that because that's a way in which you can use his preparation against him because he's so prepared. But if it's something he may not have seen, he may just have a hint of a doubt about the situation. But ultimately, come halftime, he'll probably figure it out.
How do the Browns go about trying to stop Rob Gronkowski, given their recent struggles with tight ends and just how darn good Gronk is?
It's going to have to be a combination effort, Nathan. The only way you can stop him, you can't do it one-on-one. There's no linebacker, no DB on our roster that can stop him one-on-one, in my opinion. It's going to have to be a combination of once he gets at the line of scrimmage, you beat him up on a line of scrimmage and have someone guy assigned to, hey, every time he releases it or makes sure he is just getting beat up and that you're hitting him and that he does not get a free release. Every time he's in the field, even though it may be a legal 5 yards on the field, chuck him anyway. Just keep hitting him and making it a very physical game and then someone underneath and someone over the top, because that's going to be really the only way you can stop him. But just beat him up and make him realize that he's in a dogfight today. That's the one, only way, in my opinion, you can stop him, be that the Browns or anyone.
I just want to add, you know, knowing, again, this guy as well as I do, he thrives on that. He wants teams to try and beat him up because he can dish it back out
right.
as well as anybody,
mm-hmm.
right?
And that's
it,
the thing.
It motivates him. Right. I mean, because as you just said, every team goes into the game trying to be physical against the Gronk, and the Gronk's pretty physical back. Good stuff, Gerard, as always, and we look forward to talking with you on Monday, my friend.
Sounds good.
Have a great weekend, and also look forward to hearing Gerard next with Bruce Hooley. It'll be Hooley and Gerard following this show. This show being Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Want to say some thank yous to Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. Enjoyed having him stop by with us. Want to thank Chris Obanaya and Jameer Howerton for the little trip inside the locker room. Guys, appreciate it. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, for all that he's done to keep us on the air and do the great work that he does to just keep us on the rails. Carly McCord tweeting throughout the show, and she will have the Browns Daily Wrap. That'll be posted on Cleveland Browns Daily on clevelandbrowns.com, and you'll check that out a little bit later today. Did I cover it all for the week?
I think you did. I think you did.
So Jason Campbell and the Cleveland Browns head to Foxborough. I'll be with them. It'll be interesting to see how this all works out on Sunday. Yeah, we'll see. All right. So I want to wish everybody, by the way, a great weekend, a safe weekend. And for my partner, Grandmaster, I like that now, Grandmaster Z. That's from Uncle Rizzy. Grandmaster Z and Notorious V.I.C. This is CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR. We'll talk to you Monday.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Get a nickname for Nate.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.